When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Happy Halloween, all. Welcome to one of the great days on the calendar. We are the Junks. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, it's very simple. Go to cropmetcalf.com. Get more details and information today. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween
Mr. Cakes.
To you. Hope you're prepared. Hope you have all your candy, everything set up for tonight.
I don't know if I have enough candy.
Pumpkins carved, that whole thing.
Yeah, we got it all set up.
Very good.
The house decorated. I'm not sure if I have enough candy. Might have to pick up another bag.
Very good.
I think we've bought zero pumpkins.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know why.
The wifey loves pumpkins.
Sure. You have pumpkins at your house already?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh. Pumpkins, gourds, candy, the whole nine. Mm. Everything. John Paul Flame is also here.
It took me a second, but you're dressed up as Dan Quinn.
It took you a second?
He's DQ. Yeah.
I'm wearing the backwards hat. I'm wearing his standard long... The top portion is not 100% Dan Quinn because he generally goes with long sleeve black t-shirt with a short sleeve shirt, black over top of it is his game day attire. Obviously backwards hat, glasses a lot of the time, and also goatee. Mm-hmm. I had to take care of the facial hair to try to closely resemble.
It took me a second. I was like, because
Dan Quinn.
The thing is, you occasionally use glasses.
Yeah.
So that's what was throwing me.
Yeah. These are not obviously prescription. These are cosmetic glasses from Amazon.
You just look like regular old Cakes to me.
No, it's true. See, he wouldn't even crack the code.
No, Jason already said, you're DQ.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I saw the hat backwards. He never wears his hat backwards.
Yeah, I mean, I don't wear my hat backwards. Goatee. I mean, that's definitely different.
I don't know. I don't document how you wear your hat every day.
Understood. Usually it's forward.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-backwards hat. I'm just usually not a backwards
hat guy. But I knew he was
going to
dress up because he usually does.
Yeah.
I thought you'd be in here in your makeup.
Yeah, I got up too late.
I saw Jenks walking by. I don't know what he is, some sort of goblin or something. Okay. Did you see him?
I haven't seen Jenks dressed up.
He's the Hamburglar.
Oh, he's the Hamburglar.
Oh, Hamburglar.
That's a great costume.
Okay, I didn't know. It was black and white stripes.
You don't know the Hamburglar when you see him?
A goblin.
What about Grimace? Would you know Grimace?
Is that the purple one?
Purple, yeah.
Yeah, I would know
How
him.
About Ronald McDonald? Would you know him if you saw him?
I would know Ronald. he just looked like some sort of goblin to me. But if you say
the Hamburglar,
is the Hamburglar a goblin?
No, he's a short, sawed-off dude that wears a hat and steals hamburgers from Ronald McDonald and Company.
Okay, I mean, I think I've seen him on a glass back in the 70s.
Sure.
Yeah,
I feel like their characters are old school and aren't really up to date.
They're for nostalgia. I mean, I don't think they use them a lot of their current marketing.
I mean, it was used to be
people,
cool.
Old people like us, like EB would reference. They would have giveaways of like drinking glasses with the Hamburglar, aka a goblin, Grimace, Ronald McDonald, and every kid wanted like the whole set of glasses.
Yeah, right.
They
that
are
was a thing.
They are from the 70s, and that's where they left them until recently.
Right.
When they brought
they
Grimace
come back.
Back. Well, they brought Grimace back. You're seeing those guys in the commercials all the time.
Should they should do the glasses again?
They should.
They were so cool.
I would want a set.
Why if you had a Ronald McDonald glass, it was kid. It was cool
sure.
We were a kid.
Definitely.
I always liked the Grimace. That was my favorite.
Right. So do your boys, Vinny and Joe, because they're a big Grimace thing with the Mets.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, Grimace. Don't you know? Grimace came out and pitched the first pitch, and then the Mets went on a heater. You haven't heard that lore from your boys, Vinny and Joe?
No.
Mm. Okay.
Sorry, I mean, I don't talk about.
I mean,
like,
I barely know baseball.
It was the Mets' biggest story of the year. That and the OMG thing.
OMG, Hawk Tua throwing out the first pitch.
Mm-mm.
Grimace.
Nothing's registering.
They even brought the Rizzler to try and give him some juice.
The Rizzler. He went out and did this 100 times.
Yeah.
Did this. Yeah. Did that.
So DQ, what is today? Today's Thursday. Yesterday, yep. So Monday's to tell the truth Monday.
I think it's Monday. Wednesday's tell the truth Monday.
Yeah. Wednesday's competition Wednesday.
Okay, Thursday. I'm not sure.
Game plan installment.
I'm not sure what the theme is for Thursday.
Maybe Tuesday's Taco Tuesday.
A lot of hey, let's go kick some ass. Let's rock.
Yeah.
Throw up. He loves to throw up this sign, the hang loose sign.
That's We're ready to rock. He says that a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
This is how we roll.
Yeah.
Says that a lot.
He has a lot of catchphrases that Coach DQ.
This is how we get down. He says
he does that.
This is how we get down.
So these are the buzzwords I'm going to throw at the kids when they come to the door for Halloween.
They say, you cut Jamin Davis this week. He goes, yeah, you know, whatever. This is how we get down. You know, we're always trying to improve the roster.
Mm.
This is how we get down.
Very good.
Are you going to be dressed up as DQ for Halloween tonight?
I mean, it's not hard. I mean, it's black sweatpants, a long sleeve T-shirt, and a backwards hat.
Did you already have that shirt, or did you have to go out and purchase it?
No, I bought it. Fanatics. I mean, it couldn't be easier to buy Commander's gear. So, yeah, I ordered it.
So you're going to open the door with the microphone
on? Sure,
why
not?
Oh. All right, good.
I mean, I don't have any other costumes in the chamber that I know of.
That works.
Floating around my house.
I think my house is going to be dark. We have candy, but I think it's going to be dark. We're not going to be home. My daughter has a volleyball game.
Ah, nobody home?
Nobody's going to be home.
Just leave a basket of candy out front?
I don't even know if we'll do that. Mm. What's the point?
I mean, you're going to eat all the candy yourself?
I guess it'd be better to give it away. I've been eating a lot of little mini Twix and Snickers.
I definitely went to Harris Teeter a couple days ago, and I bought, I think it was like $48 worth of candy. Mm. Candy's expensive.
That's about what I spent last night.
It's pricey.
You're going to mock me because I didn't know this.
Should have gone to Costco. I'm a Costco guy.
I went to Costco last night. I didn't know they closed at 8.
Oh, I had no idea.
I've never been there after 8.
Never there. I'm never there.
I figured they closed at 9.
All right,
I would have guessed 9.
I'm strictly...
They closed at 8 p.m. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
My Costco runs are limited. They're either... Right when they open, like on a Sunday morning, 10 a.m., which, by the way, the Costco in Gaithersburg, their posted hours are 10 a.m. to whatever, probably 4 or 5. They definitely let people in early because they know everybody's just desperate to get in there, get their stuff done, and get on with the rest of their day.
They do?
They're letting people in like 9:45. They don't care. They just want to make extra money.
I saw there's a big viral report that Jimmy Fallon was making fun of the Costco guys. Like, he had the Costco guys
he did
on,
have them on.
And everyone's attacking him, saying that he was being mean to the Costco
guys. It looked like he had had enough of the booms after about 5 or 10 of them. And he just looked... Now, part of it's probably editing.
Yeah.
But he did look like he had had enough of the Rizzler, Big Justice, and who's the dad?
AJ.
AJ's the dad.
Yeah. I think he was doing a bit.
He may have been.
I saw a clip where he looked like he was laughing.
This is a kind of annoying bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll buy it. They said he was mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jimmy Fallon, who used to come on the show weekly.
He did. That's right. He was trying to build an audience back in the day.
That's when he was on after Jay Leno, I believe.
How many years ago was that? That had to be like 15 years ago.
I remember we were in that terrible studio. We were in the side studio in Fairfax where Jason used to just like spit on the carpet.
It was early 2000s, wasn't it?
That's where he threw oranges at Brett.
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't the main studios at WJFK in Fairfax.
That was so long ago.
It was the side studio.
Yeah.
That was so long ago. I think I kind of have this in my memory.
Like,
I think
I still had
like a song as a ringtone on my phone. Like, remember, Pete, that was a cool thing to do?
Yeah. Let me guess, it was Poison.
No, it was, I think it was like a Day to Remember, like a pop punk band.
Does nobody do that anymore? That's not a thing anymore?
I don't think people generally have songs as their ringtones.
They just have like a buzz.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm out of the loop, but I think that's the case.
I haven't heard many songs as a ringtone. Yeah,
none of the kids have songs on their phones as ringtones?
No, but I tried to bring it back 2 years ago, and it just kind of only lasted about like a week, and I just got sick of it.
What song did you pick?
So it was,
You're an old soul.
It was my text tone, and it was the Old Spice whistle. And it would just tilt me, especially.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
I mean, it'd be the Old Spice whistle.
I mean, Valdez can play it. I don't know if I'm not that good of a whistler, so I don't think I can do it. And he may be. That's it. Valdez is adept at whistling. Good for him.
Sounded like a nice whistle. I didn't recognize it, though. Shocker.
Yeah.
Hey, so.
I mean, you didn't recognize the hamburger.
Mike Moore, what are you doing tonight for Halloween? What's going on in. Arlington.
We're doing exactly what we did last year, and it's bring the bonfire pit out front, set up a bunch of chairs, bring the speaker out, play some Halloween music, bonfire, probably drink a couple Miller Lights, and then just give out candy. And last year we had about 15 trick-or-treaters, so
not bad. I'm expecting a heavy Halloween playlist today.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, it is
all
Halloween.
Scary music.
I mean, it should all
what
be.
Do, what well, do, like,
that's right.
Young,
I forgot about that theme.
Young girls do, like, you know, young 25-year-old women, what do they do for Halloween? They just have parties? They go out? Like, what are they doing? They
dress up like tramps?
Yeah.
I mean, that's first and foremost.
I'm sure the bars will probably be flooded tonight, but, you know, early rising for me
tomorrow. Thursday night, Halloween. Oh, the bars are going to be.
I think that might be
hopping.
That could potentially be a big night for you there, bud.
Well, tomorrow's a big, big night because, you know, my birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
We're getting a little connection downtown. So we'll get set up with some bottles and stuff. So it should be a good time tomorrow.
Some bottles.
What are you getting? Bottle service at a fancy swanky club?
Jay-Z over there?
No, but I talked to my boy Chuck Lee, and last time we went out, he hooked us up with stuff.
Very
so,
good. Chuck Lee, I mean, he's
nice. Yeah, exactly.
He just hooks everybody.
Are you heading to Hyde Social?
No, this was at Clarendon Ballroom last time we went out. This was like maybe like 2 months ago, and it was just a show.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it was crazy.
This is you're kind of reliving like Adam's days.
Have a drink for me. Get blackout. Get responsible. Well, close to responsibly blackout.
Will you be in studio tomorrow?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you'll be here tomorrow?
Yeah.
But Cake says he spent $48 on candy. That's almost exactly how much I spent last night. So I went to Costco.
Mm-hmm.
I got there around 8:15. I figured it was open.
Yeah.
And I started walking in there, and one of the big hangar doors was open. Mm-hmm. That was the exit. Entrance was shut down. And the guy's like, we're closed.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at my phone. I don't use a watch.
Mm-hmm.
8:12.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? So then I pivoted and went to Giant, and I got the minis. I know some people get the full size bars.
Yeah, I don't go big. I mean.
They had the buy two, get one free. So I got Crunch. I got Reese's. Nice. I got Hershey bars.
Very good.
I got Butterfingers. Mm-hmm. I think Butterfingers are underrated.
I think they're pretty good.
I know, like, Ross Tucker was hyping up the Take Five.
Yeah.
Butterfingers underrated.
Mm.
I like Butterfingers. They're good.
But my wife wants us to go to our old neighborhood to go trick-or-treating, and one of our friends is having a party. And I feel like somebody's got to hang back at the house to pass out the candy.
Or you just put it in a basket.
Or you can always just put it in the bowl right out front. I mean, the older kids will take 70 pieces.
Time. Yeah. Some of the real D-gens at the end of the night, they just dump it all in their bag.
Yeah, that definitely
Or I might
happens.
Get Dylan to hang back.
Yeah, he's not into trick-or-treating.
He's not dressing up.
I can't imagine.
He's not dressing up.
He'll be into like watching Jets-Texans tonight on the Thursday night game, I would assume.
Squirrel said they spent $150 on candy.
Really?
Well, I'm not surprised that he does. He must have a billion kids in his neighborhood.
Probably a younger neighborhood, new neighborhood.
Oh, we have a ton of kids that come by. Last year, we almost ran out.
Yeah.
Hey, don't bring all your leftover candy in.
That's how
I know. Jason, I'm talking to you, Jason.
Oh, you are. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want me to do that.
You don't want to eat it.
Yeah.
It's too much of.
It goes right to my thighs.
Yeah. It's too tempting. If
you guys don't eat it, then it's in my house and I'll eat it.
I know that's why you bring it in is because you're somewhat healthy and you don't want to be snacking on Tootsie Rolls.
Here's how you don't bring extra candy in. You just hook the kids. You give them like 6 pieces of candy when they show up. Who cares?
Maybe they do.
No, but you always have extra.
It kind of depends on how many kids come through. I mean, sometimes, some years they come through and I got 100 of them.
You have to figure it out as you go. Like, if it's a huge stream of kids, you got to limit it, kind of ration it. But if it's a trickle, especially the kids who come late, they're just going to get They're going to get a bonanza of candy dumped into their...
They can take whatever they want.
I think it's Jason who buys Nubs candy because he brings it in here. Right. It's always like the mini Smarties. Crackle.
Okay. You know,
Mr.
Dots.
Good Bar.
Like, yes, Dot. The
and
Dots.
Like the regular Hershey's.
Yeah, Dots.
No. It's that horrible bag. They're all the crap.
Good and Plenty.
Baby Ruth's. The cheaper bag.
No, it's like four different ones. It's Mr. Good Bar, Crackle, the plain Hershey Bar.
I had to draw a line in the sand.
We have Reese's Cups, too.
I was perusing the candy, like the multi-packs. Any multi-pack that had an Almond Joy in it, I wouldn't buy it. Because I'm not going to spoil a kid's Halloween by giving them a candy with coconut in it.
You don't know good candy.
I mean,
the worst candies are so good.
The worst candies you can get as a kid are those stupid Dots in the yellow box.
Right.
Those are hard on your
Mounds
teeth.
Mounds or Almond Joy.
Mounds or Almond Joys are awful. Dum Dums. If you get Dum Dums, your house deserves to be egged.
You mean that the little suckers,
the tiny lollipops?
Tiny lollipops that the dentist gives you after your cleaning.
Mm-hmm. I got to. I think we've got an assortment.
Okay.
Of candy. We do have gummy bears, by the way.
Those are delicious.
Yeah. We do have gummy
bears. Underrated. Bring those in if you have extra, because I'll eat them.
But Drabby, I think we've got some mini Snickers. I think we've got some Reese's Cups.
Okay, that's premium candy right there.
Kit Kats.
We'll take those.
Solid.
I think we got those a little Kit Kat. Little,
I guarantee you got the little ones, right?
Of course.
You think this miser's going to give out full size bars?
I'm not giving full size bars out. You think I'm going to spend $150 like Dum Dum Squirrel?
Yeah. Hey, do you have Nerds? Where you take the box and literally pour the entire box in your mouth.
So good.
That's a great sugar rush, though.
They're delicious.
Amazing feeling.
It's fantastic.
Last night I dipped into before bed watching the Wizards. We can get into that in the next segment as we open up the sports page.
I saw Bilal went off.
He did.
He did.
I had one Reese's Cup.
Swept the Hawks.
Two Butterfingers and two Crunches.
Oh, man, that is quite a
But they
snack
were all minis.
Bed. Sure. They're delicious.
Believe me, I've been doing the same thing all week.
All they are is delicious.
Yeah.
All right, so happy Halloween. Hope everybody has a great one. It's an amazing day. It just is. It's not a holiday, but it should be. Coming up on the show today, Brian Baldinger will join us. We'll talk NFL with him.
Baldy.
Odyssey NFL Insider will join us at 7:20. Dave Richard will give you that sage fantasy advice that everybody needs because Week 9 kicks off tonight. We'll talk to Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals joins us at 8:45. And hello, friends. Jim Nance is joining us at 9:15. We've got a packed Halloween show right here on The Junk. So we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. Welcome back to a Halloween open line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where
you live. It's kind of crazy that it's going to be 81 degrees today.
I don't like that for Halloween.
I know.
It should be like
65.
61 to 65 degrees for Halloween.
Yep.
It's too warm.
I agree.
Not a fan.
Now, look, when the sun starts to go down a little bit and it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's dark out,
yeah.
it's going to be nice. It's going to be in the 70s, so it'll yep. be perfect if you're sitting out there waiting for kids to come mm-hmm. up. But, man, today at 3, it's going to be warm.
Valdi's nice choice of music there. I believe that's from The Shining, if my memory serves correct. Very good. Like it.
It's a good one.
Keep them coming.
Yep, keep playing it.
All right, let's get into the Jug Sports page. Lot went down last night. We will recap it for you.
A lot of upset Yankee it. Fans, right?
Oh, I went to bed after Stanton hit the home run.
It was 5-1 or whatever?
It was 5-0. I said, all right, well, this is what I wanted to see. I get to watch game 6 on Friday night back in L.A. And then I woke up this morning, I was completely shocked at what I saw and how they lost. A complete meltdown, apparently, defensively in the fifth for the Yankees. Judge never makes errors, drops a ball, just drops it.
First error of the season.
Yeah, just
not the postseason, the entire season.
Yeah. And then Volpe, who's a gold glover, bad throw to third, trying to get a force out. Bases are loaded. Of course, Gerrit Cole strikes out Lux and Ohtani in that inning, and it would have been the end of the inning, but there was, you know, because of the errors, there was no outs before he struck those guys out. And then Freeman, who's the MVP.
Well, you missed the Betts play.
That's right.
For Freeman. Betts hits a squibber.
Betts hits a squibber and should have been an out, but Cole didn't cover first. it was a complete and utter meltdown by the Yankees.
I don't understand how Gerrit Cole doesn't cover first there. Yeah. In the World Series,
no,
you're pitching
make
lights
sense.
Out. You're about to get out of a jam.
Kind of a brain freeze.
Why are you not sprinting? He's such a stud. Why are you not sprinting to first base?
Mm. Yep. Maybe he just thought Rizzo was going to make the play. I don't know. It's a great question.
He said something about the angle.
Yeah, I don't know what
I mean, hasn't he been making that play for 30 years?
It should be an instinctive
layup.
It should be an instinctive play for a pitcher.
Right.
Because even if you run over there and Rizzo's going to take care of it anyway, all right, you just back off.
Right.
It should be an instinctive play. But the Dodgers end up tying it because of those errors. Gerrit Cole gave up 5 runs, 0 of them earned.
Then Betts hit a game-winning sac fly.
Yep.
I didn't tune into it till they had already had the comedy of errors. I actually got a text from Sacktown Mike, and he was like, Yankees comedy of errors.
Mm-hmm.
And I had seen that the score was 5-0, so I put it on, and watched the whole thing.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a sucker for championships.
I was butt tired, but I also just said, all right, it's 5-0. They're not blowing this lead.
Right.
Not at home. Gerrit Cole's not going to blow this lead. Couldn't believe it when I woke up this morning.
Hmm. Freddie Freeman wins MVP.
Yep.
Homer.
12 RBIs in the series,
six
homers.
Straight World Series games, including 4 in this series.
Dude,
if you're a Yankee fan, you have got to be so salty. Even though 4 of the 5 games were tight, you know, you had the walk-off in game 1 and the other 2 games were tight, a 1-run game, I think a 2-run game, obviously last night a 1-run game, besides the 11-4, I was kind of, just as a baseball fan, I was hoping for 6 or 7 games. To me, kind of a dud.
Of course.
You just wanted extra baseball.
Yeah, I wanted to watch game 6 on Friday.
You know, you speculated about the TV ratings, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me. I saw there was something like 13 million viewers for game 3 or game 4.
Mm-hmm.
But there were actually more viewers in Japan.
Oh, of course.
Really? I would have thought that we would have gotten a lot more here domestically.
I would have thought that, too.
That's what I remember.
I think these numbers
are
almost baked in. I mean, having New York and L.A., those markets probably added a couple million, but it's just not going to get up there with football.
So Nikki Javala tweeted this morning that Magic Johnson now has 15 titles that he's associated with. He's got 5 as a player with the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an NCAA title with Michigan State in 79. As an owner, he's got 5 with the Lakers, okay, which is kind of hard to imagine. You would talk about an incredible decade. They won in 2000, 2001, 2002, 2009, 2010. He's got
all the Kobe championships.
2 World Series with the Dodgers.
Mm.
And then he's got even a WNBA title thrown in there.
It's just cakes. Winning DNA from old Magic Johnson.
Could the Commanders be next? Is that next on the resume?
Oh, let's hope
that wins everywhere he goes.
Cakes Quinn hopes that's the case.
He wins everywhere he goes.
He does.
Yeah.
Everywhere he's been. He's been a freaking winner.
It's a good sign.
Good for him.
Do you know who the winning pitcher was last night, EB?
No.
Blake Treinen.
Yeah.
Yep.
He throws a lot of breaking stuff now, right? Does he shy away from that fastball a little bit?
No, he still throws the heater.
Yeah. he was good. And then Walker Buehler, who pitched game three, came in and closed it out.
In a little way, I mean, ultimately, I don't care about the Dodgers or the Yankees.
Brilliant move
but
by
Otani. In a little
way,
I like that the Dodgers won, and Walker Buehler, I think, cursed on camera that they're, to use Cakes' term, shoving it on the people that complain about them winning in 2020, the COVID year, which was really a shortened season for regular season is usually 162. It was only 60. So people cheapen that championship, and they've been arguably the best team in baseball for at least 5 to 7 years.
They're good.
I mean,
good
every year they're knocking on the door.
Yeah,
the best record in baseball.
Remember,
this year.
We were talking about the Cowboys in the NFL and how they're kind of held to a different standard because they're Dallas, and if they're not getting to at least championship games, it's bad seasons, even if they win double digit games. But Dodgers are kind of the same boat because their last true World Series, in my opinion, was '88. I mean, we were still in high school.
No, we were in college.
Well, I mean,
in October.
It was. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I definitely remember coming back from the bars and watching Kirk Gibson hit that homer.
That's true.
Right.
My point was our senior year in high school for the regular season. But it was a long time ago. I mean, and so they finally get it done. You know what? They were better. They were better at the plate.
Better squad.
Their bullpen was unbelievable.
Deserved to win.
They used 8 pitchers last night. I mean, it's crazy. So they take care of it. And now in the off season, so you get about 3.5 months off before spring training. Now it'll be about where is Juan Soto going to sign?
And I read this morning, the headline was, he's made it clear that he's open to signing anywhere. Every team will have an opportunity.
That's what he says.
Sounds like he's been trained by Scott Boris.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll play anywhere.
I mean,
he'll
go to the highest bidder, which I assume will be the Mets.
Yep.
But I know Mets fans assume they're going to get him. Maybe they shouldn't. But
why the Mets over the Yankees?
I just think Uncle Steve has more money than everybody else.
We'll see.
His nickname is Uncle Steve.
To my buddies, that
hey, is. Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve Cohen. Head fund. He's got so much money.
So Cakes was watching The Wiz last night.
I was checking in on the Wiz
bit.
Kids.
When I was watching, I mean, it looked like it was going to be a blowout because the Hawks had a pretty sizable lead. But anyway, so The Wiz come back and they outscore the Hawks 40-28 in the fourth. Koulibaly, 27 points.
Career high.
9 boards.
That's what your boy JP's been looking for.
He was 11 for 14, hit 3 threes as well.
Getting some flashes finally.
How about Sarr hit a couple threes?
Sarr hit a couple threes.
He hit 11.
He had four blockers.
Four
swatters.
Nice.
The calling card, though, from the first game for
Valanciunas
Koulibaly,
22 off the bench,
was that Koulibaly shut down Trae Young. Didn't necessarily work out in this game. Trae Young put up some big numbers, but offensively, Jordan Poole has become pretty good, and I was very critical of Jordan Poole. I don't think he's necessarily a winning player, but he is a microwave on offense. And towards the second half of the season last year, he started actually playing like a mature player and lessening the turnovers and the boneheaded plays, distributing some, and the instant offense is still there. Poole and Valanciunas are going to keep them. That's going to maybe cause us problems because
We're off to a bad start.
Yeah, I mean, I like all the development of the young players, especially, but these pesky wins that they're racking up. I don't know if I'm a big fan of being 500 this early in the season.
It's two, and it's against the Hawks only.
Look, I'm sure that they're gonna come back to the pack and start
but these
losing
are,
some
the,
games.
These are games that they would have lost last year,
right?
I agree with you. I think, and Poole's been really good. I mean, it's only 4 games, but he's shooting 47%. He's shooting 57% from 3, and he's averaging 23.
What I'd guess is they're actually going to be even worse in the second half once they trade, like, Valanciunas and a couple of those vets.
It's possible, but they might put together enough wins in the first half where they just they bung us.
By the way, you mentioned the microwave. Did you see what Vinny Johnson, the original microwave in the NBA? So he made about $5-6 million in the league, right?
Okay,
accomplished player, won a championship or two, right, with the Pistons.
Yep.
Would come off the bench, instant offense, nicknamed the microwave. He apparently started a business, Piston Automotive Group.
Yeah.
Where he just involved in like the auto business there in Detroit.
Okay.
His business generates billions.
Oh, like, really?
He might even be a billionaire.
I think I saw he was worth $800
million. $800
million. That is
Vinny
amazing.
Vinny Johnson.
Good for him.
Magic is in that territory. Like, Vinny Johnson's right there with Magic.
And his first business,
that's awesome.
To credit him, from what I read, because we obviously saw the same story. We're like, what?
I
clicked on it.
I think I saw
his first one went bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was, some sort of like commercial real estate or
Bustle
something.
Bustle Incorporated.
And it failed. But he just kept at it, and then he stumbled into the automotive business, which makes sense. He played for the Detroit Pistons, and is almost a billionaire.
So now he's selling Pistons, and he's worth $800
million. $800 million for Vinny Johnson.
American success story.
Nice job.
How awesome is that?
Great businessman.
And he's got a couple of rings.
All right, you want to bang a couple of these calls? Let's go to Vic. He's been on hold here. I haven't heard from Vic in a while. Vic and Ackie. Vic, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, y'all?
What's up?
How are you, man?
You still romancing him?
I'm still in love with the Lord. Hallelujah.
What do you mean, romancing
That's
him?
The name of his about book. His book.
Oh. It's the book. I got the joke.
All right. Okay. What's up, Vic?
So, I'm calling this morning to first beer with y'all for a second, but then also to say, I've been right for 12 years.
All right.
I remember the first time I called in on the show.
I remember exactly what it was.
He wants to borrow your back padding machine here.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Vic.
So, and I said that, I think it was earlier, and I said the Broncos are going to lose to the Seahawks because the Seahawks defense is going to immobilize Peyton Manning. And Peyton Manning is not going to be able to outrun them, and they're going to squeeze his windows. And you all were like, we'll see. And y'all was clowning me a little bit because y'all didn't know I knew football yet. And I called in that Monday and I said, "What did I tell y'all?"
Uh-huh.
And EB, you said, "Vic, you got it, buddy." And from that day, y'all started respecting me. But after that, I kept telling y'all, coaching matters, and that's why the Commanders don't win yet. 12 years later, we have a better front office, a better ownership group, and we have better coaches. That's why we're winning.
Don't we also have a better quarterback?
We got it all. Yeah.
Well, we have a better front office to pick the better quarterback. We have a better front office to pick better talent. We have better coaches and front office that hold people accountable. That's why we're winning.
All right, can you
even goofball Ron, I think, could have picked Jaden Daniels. And he's terrible.
Yeah, but he might have botched that, too.
He might have botched it, too. He might take Drake May.
Hey, watch it.
Drake May in like 1.5 games, six touchdowns, only 2 picks.
Who would you rather have?
Well, Daniels has been pretty good.
I mean, I'm going to stick with my board, EB.
I like May. I think May's going to be good. You put some talent around him, he's going to be good.
Vic, I want to hear your evaluation of Jaden.
Jaden is a very intelligent quarterback. He is mature beyond his years. He had a lot of reps in college. So he had a lot of time to learn pre-snap, post-snap, and how to marry his feet with his eyes, much like Bill Walsh did with Joe Montana. I haven't seen anything that is glaring to me that makes me, like, wonder or be concerned or say this is going to be a problem. Maybe the only thing is that I would like him to slide a little more. RG3 didn't slide at all, but I'd like him to slide a little more. But other than that, like, Jaden makes me feel like if I never seen football, this guy must just be a veteran quarterback that's playing really good. That's basically what I got right now.
Right.
And he's a winner. He wants to win.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
As great as his legs are, I agree with DB when we've talked about his ability. I think if he took away his legs, he would still be a good quarterback.
No doubt.
The legs just make him next
level.
But
like, I watched Chase Daniels' breakdown of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went through, I think, like 11 plays from the game. And I mean, he can't stop raving about him.
Mm-hmm. He says that he's a potential MVP candidate.
I mean, you see the eyes and he makes all the reads. He, you know, for the most part, if it's not there, he makes the right check down or he takes off and runs. And then he's just sort of in awe of his ability to read and then drop in the perfect throw.
And along what Vic was saying, the coaching matters. To me in the NFL, the quarterback is even more important because if you had Sam Howell under center or Taylor Heineke under center or Carson Wentz under center and you had this coaching staff, they would not be 6-2.
Probably not. But I think Sam Howell would be successful. He'd be more successful.
He'd be more successful.
Yeah.
But I was going to say that there was also a video. I posted that video at Chunks Radio on Twitter, the Chase Daniel one. But Dan Orlovsky had one, which actually just focused on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just saying how well coached the defense is, that they were playing on a string. Like you could see during motions, the linebackers moved exactly together, like the exact amount of steps, and just where everybody was in the right position.
And you guys probably talked about this on Monday, but I don't think we talked about it yesterday, but just how ironic it was that CBS talking about Caleb Williams, showed the Hail Mary from Gonzaga to Matha.
Oh, totally. Right.
I'm sure you guys talked about it.
Yeah.
And how ironic.
Karma.
Yeah. Poetic justice. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I tweeted about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. But it was just crazy how they showed that clip of Caleb at Gonzaga doing that against DeMatha.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it comes back.
I have to say, he handled it pretty well. Like, he's on the sideline there. He sees the ball going up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
They catch. He just puts his head down and walks away.
He was so bitter.
He handled it pretty well.
Cakes, the Caps play tonight, trying to improve to 7-2, playing here against Montreal. They're a pretty big favorite.
Very good.
Montreal not half off to a good start, but Caps are -205 on FanDuel, total of 6.5. And you got Thursday night football tonight. Houston's in New York to play the Jets. Can the Jets snap a 5-game losing streak?
Probably not. Probably
Doesn't
not.
Look
probably
good, but they the are favorites. They are slight favorites.
Coming up later in the show, you don't want to miss it. Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. Odyssey NFL Insider, and get your fantasy questions ready later for Dave Richard. He'll join us coming up at 8 here on The Fan.
Song, is it?
It's Ghostbusters.
That's not Halloween.
It's a Halloween-y type of movie.
It is?
It features ghosts. There's ghosts all over the movie. Ghosts equal right, Halloween.
What's your Halloween playlist, EB?
I don't have one, but I didn't think Ghostbusters was a Halloween movie.
Definitely fits the theme.
What about Thriller?
Thriller definitely works.
Thriller, yeah. Halloween.
Sure. But Ghostbusters...
it's got ghosts.
Just because it's got ghosts, but it doesn't mean... Did it come out in October?
No idea. Did Thriller come out in October?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I still remember when Thriller was like world premiered on MTV. That was like appointment viewing.
Sure.
Like that one was that 1983, 1984.
I couldn't even find MTV right now.
I mean, it would be hard to find.
Looks like Ghostbusters was released on June 8th, 1984.
Summer movie. Not Halloween.
Yeah, but the theme of it.
Why are you looking at me like that?
It has
like,
ghost in the title.
But is ghost a ghost or only related to Halloween?
They're kind of synonymous with Halloween.
Eric, I love you, but I think you just got to sit Halloween out for a little bit. You don't know which costume is what. You don't know Ghostbusters is a Halloween song.
I mean, I essentially
you don't know the Hamburglar. Yeah. I mean, you walked right into the Hamburglar. You thought it was just some rando goblin.
But
in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, for the houses that have hooked up their outside,
one of my neighbors.
Some of them might have, you know, inflatables. Or they have skeletons. I'm guessing there's some ghosts.
No. I agree. Ghosts are part of Halloween, but ghosts are...
Has your house ever been ghosted?
What does that mean?
Like some neighborhoods will have this ghosting process where you don't know who it is. It's mostly kids that do this to other kids.
They toilet paper your house?
No, they drop off like a little package of treats, and it's usually... kind of in the shape of a ghost, like tissue and
it's like
ghost.
Candy.
Maybe for the girls. I don't know. Maybe.
He doesn't care.
That's Halloween. Ghosts.
He won't even be at the house tonight. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He sits out Halloween. He does not think it's fun.
Well, I don't like costumes.
Yeah.
When's the last time you did dress up for Halloween?
20 years ago. 15 years ago, we did the rock and roll.
Oh, that's right.
We did my
you also dressed up as Zorn at Boobash back in the day.
That was like 2008.
My Zorn was as good, if not better, than your Quinn. I think they're equivalent. I'm not going to say.
I mean, it's not a contest, but sure, whatever.
My Zorny was good.
16-year-old contest.
My Zorny was good.
Your Zorn was good.
Hey, my 2008 was better than year 2024.
Everything's a competition around here, Cakes. You know
maybe
that.
Next year I'll be Bilal Kulabali, but I can't.
You can't.
I don't know if I can pull that off.
You're going down the wrong highway.
I don't think I can pull off.
You're going down the wrong.
That'd be a tough one.
You'd be way better off being Corey Kispert.
Yeah, Corey Kispert's probably a better comp.
Probably a better way to go.
I would need to put stilts on, though, because I mean,
for either
Corey Kispert's like, what, 6'7", 6'8"?
We could be Keith, the head coach.
I mean, Brian.
I guess. I mean, I just need a wig and Wizards like warm-up gear.
Is this the last time the Wiz will be 500? They're
probably.
2-2.
Probably, yes.
Well, I don't know who their next game is.
Hold on. Let's see.
They play the Heat. Oh, EB, I'll give you two Venmo dollars.
Can't.
If you can tell me where the Heat Wizards game is taking place.
Well, can I, two Venmo dollars. Can I partake in this?
No, because you clearly you have a smug look on your face like you know. $2 up for grabs. Tell me where the Wiz.
It's a 9:30 p.m. tip.
Where the Wiz are taking on the Miami Heat.
Can I give them a clue?
Yeah, but
I don't have any idea.
Central time zone.
Yeah, I don't have any idea. Where are they playing?
Mexico City.
Mm. Why?
It's called the NBA trying to grow internationally.
Oh, okay.
Like the NFL plays games in London and Munich.
Right. I'm out on all this. All right. The international.
You're like keeping everything here.
They play the Heat in Mexico. Then they play the Warriors here. Then they play the Grizzlies on the road. Then the Magic. You know what? Yeah,
This is probably the last time they'll be 500.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy.
Tomorrow. I mean, unless they somehow pull off wins against the Heat.
If the playoffs started today, would we be a playoff team?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that. Not a fan of that.
I like it.
EB, tomorrow we're going to have Grievous Vasquez in studio. He was doing post-game last night on Monumental with Tony Massenburg and Wes Hall.
Yeah.
He's going to be calling the game tonight in Spanish. I did. It's funny. We were talking about altcasts. And I was like, I think I saw Grievous Vasquez on an altcast as Drab texted that he was going to come on. And I was like, no, wait a second. I did it with him. Yeah. I did the altcast with Grievous Vasquez. I was just a Zoomer.
Yeah.
He was in studio.
Later on today's show, we'll be joined by Jim Nantz. Maybe you've heard of him. He's a broadcaster of note. He's coming on at 9:15.
I think I've heard of him.
Yeah. Nantz just did the Commanders game, didn't he?
He and Romo. Yeah.
Right.
They were here.
He's such a big silly. He's coming on. This is a behind-the-scenes radio insider. Typically, we break at 9:15. Mm-hmm. But when Nantz says he wants to come on at a time.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
You weave around the lineup.
Nice. Drabby, what initiated this? Just because we have been trying to get him for a while?
No, the Hail Mary. I mean, he called the Hail Mary. It was a great call. Everyone's been playing all week. And, you know, it's sometimes a little easier to get. They're a little gun-shy before a game, perhaps, because it's just they don't want to tip their hand too much. So now he can kind of truly tell you how he feels about Jaden or the team after he kind of does a game. But, yeah, JP's right. If Jim Nantz says, I can do 9:15 for 10 minutes, I'm not going to come back and say, can you do 9:22?
Right. Sure. Right.
Of course. Yeah,
also, Baldy's going to be on at 7:20. And like I said, he's putting out some really good videos about the Commanders. I mean, he does about a lot of teams.
Mm-hmm. I use Jock and Johnny Newton.
Baldy also had conversations with Jaden and Caleb Williams before the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw him tweet pictures or somebody tweet pictures of him standing there with the guys. I mean, he probably only had a couple minutes with each of the guys.
There's a few seconds I saw with Jaden, but
yeah, it'd be interesting to hear, you know, what he learned.
Time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin, look out. He's heating up Tuesday night against the Rangers. Ovi scored twice in the first period, which helped pace the Capitals to a 5-3 victory over the Rangers. Through eight games, Ovi is on pace to score 41 goals, the exact number to tie the great one for the all-time goals record.
Back along the near board. Up now to Ovechkin. And brought down the wing. Back to Wade. He shoots. He scores! Alex Ovechkin from the slot. Kept it low on Igor Shesterkin. 16:37 to go. It's 1-0 Washington.
That's John Walton with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local. Bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Caps at home again tonight against Montreal.
Trying to get 7-2.
Another 2 points that they add to the ledger. That would be nice.
We're just banking them for a team that was projected to get how many points this year? Maybe 85 or something like that?
I think their total was about 89.5.
89.5. Okay.
It's a long season, but as Coach Carberry said, I think you asked him the question, good to have a nice start, feel like you build on that momentum.
Totally. Totally. It sets the tone for the whole year.
You know, there are going to be times in the season where they lose three or four in a row.
Sure. Yeah, everybody does. It's a long season.
Like the offense.
Right.
Scoring some goals. All right, when we come back, we're going to hit the Skins, give you the latest on the Commanders as they get ready to take on an NFC East opponent as they travel to take on the Giants this weekend. And don't forget, Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. We'll go around the NFL with him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.